the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 755 in our original It's Your Business series. First of 2 hours today, included in the 10 o'clock Plastic Surgery Associates of South Dakota with their new female surgeon. It'll be a follow-up Friday. On Tuesday, Addiction Recovery Show, we talked about the death of Robin Williams and how the relapse and the pits of despair have really handled a lot of people in ways they don't wish it would. We'll follow up and see what the reaction has been at both Tallgrass and Face It Together. And last weekend, I had a chance to keynote a gathering of optimists from the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Canada, all concerned about losing membership. We actually found a way to maybe come together, pass the torch, and keep community projects going for years to come. But we start the show with Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal. You stepped in a puddle getting here?
Major puddle, Bill. But I made it reasonably on time, so can't complain. Sort of dressed appropriately today, black and white.
You had a little mystery for us on the cover story of the week on Monday because it was one of those things. It could
yes,
be one of
right.
three or four, and that's the first time you've done that.
Yeah, I know. Lately, there's just a lot of activity going on, and we don't know what is going to come together first. Well, in this case, it was the plan from Lloyd Companies to redevelop a portion of the former South Dakota School for the Deaf campus over in East Central Sioux Falls. And it's an interesting vision, Bill. The first piece of this hopefully is going to be a new retail center. You know, we've talked in recent weeks and months about all of that retail interest, especially from the national players along East 10th Street. So in terms of who are we going to see next, I'm going to say probably a coffee shop, a sandwich shop, a fitness center, and some of those more neighborhood type of uses. Well, after that, the plan is to really get into the depth of the campus there. It's a 7-acre parcel. And look at some of the historic buildings that still remain there. So the idea here would be to convert them into a combination of affordable apartments and office space. And that office space could be of interest to a number of different users. I think one of them is set up like a call center today. So we have all sorts of businesses that could look at doing something there. But I think nonprofits, too, would be a great fit for a property like this one.
Your story did mention Face It Together. Julie Schoolmeister was in here on Tuesday, and she was talking about another location. Looks like there is a little shuffling of the
people. Oh, yes. So we also had a story this week on the office market, which has really picked up in recent months to the point where vacancies are going down, and we were actually able to talk about a number of new office projects. And in the case of Face It, you know, we looked at their search for a new space. It wasn't easy. She said, you see these signs all over town with space available, and you think it's not going to take very long, but they did find a spot. They outgrew their current Sioux Falls office, not the downtown headquarters, but the Sioux Falls office at 26th and Western, and they are going to be moving into part of the Alpha Graphics building. It most recently was a photography studio. So a good fit for them, I think, sort of in the neighborhood of 57th and Louise. But boy, overall, the space is tightening up, and as you know, that generally means more projects to come. So redevelopment projects like the DM&E, now renamed Pioneer Square building in downtown Sioux Falls, and new construction and office like we're seeing out in the neighborhood of 69th and Western. Lots of good activity in that sector.
You know it's coming. Other breaking news.
Yeah, a big week for retail here. Just in the last 24 hours, we were able to announce Burlington is planning a store on the east side. And this is a big one, Bill. This is significant because they're a national department store, a new national to Sioux Falls, and they're choosing the east side as their first location. So there's a milestone. Well, that's where the space is. You know, they're looking at doing a 50,000 square foot store. You're not going to plunk that on the Empire Mall campus. It's hard to find space like that in the area around the mall. And so they have looked at the east side. And what I think that's going to do is make that area even more of a destination for people. So really, really positive sign there. And then the other one, just this morning, we were able to announce the first retailer at Lake Lorraine. Lots of interest in that Lake Lorraine project in the neighborhood of West 26th Marion Road and the interstate there behind Lowe's. So this one's going to be Sioux Falls Lighthouse. Really neat concept from a local owner. A combination of of lighting fixtures and home finishing, and they are going to open temporarily on Monday, so very timely here, in the former John Adams behind the Westside Target. Long-range plan, of course, is to be in Lake Lorain. There's a strip mall under construction right along Marion Road, and they are going to be the first tenant in there probably early next year.
Seeing notes, too, about the new Walmart on the west side.
Yeah.
Ready to open.
Absolutely. It is open. The Northwest Walmart over at 60th Street North and Marion Road opened on Wednesday of this week, and I drove by. I haven't been inside yet, but I drove by. Parking lot looked pretty full. And, you know, Walmart is one of those magnets in retail, so where a Walmart goes, others will soon follow, and there are efforts underway to try to get some more retail out there. You know, the other tenet of retail is that retail follows rooftops, and we know that there's so much population growth in that northwest part of town, and even out near your neck of the woods in Hartford, don't kid yourself, there are going to be Hartford shoppers going to that new Northwest Walmart, and that's just going to create more commercial activity around that whole area.
And Hartford worrying about keeping their own business, but as they grow, new hotel out there, it's going to be plus.
They've got that new hotel. They've got a new industrial park, I believe, and some interest out there. So they've got some good things happening.
She's Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal. You going to splash back down the street?
I'm going to try. I don't think it's slowed down very much as I glance out the window here, unfortunately. But you know what? We deal with what we're given, right?
There you go.
It'll Jody clear Schwann. Up eventually. Okay.
Thanks for joining
Thank
us.
You, Bill.
Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota, provides us the worry-free side of life, the scams, the scallywags of business. You've got it covered, Jesse.
Well, we try to, Bill. And in light of the tragic news of the loss of a great comic, Robin Williams, this week, it's unfortunate, but there's always those people that are looking to capitalize on that sort of thing. And so what they do is there's been rumors of a last video, or they want to see the last picture, and you keep clicking through these links thinking it's going to lead to a news story or a video, and you get to a third-party website that asks you to update your video player, and you click OK. Well, you aren't getting a new version. What you're really doing is downloading malware to your computer, and we call these clickbait scams that you just they click and bait you through all the way, like the old bait and switch. So we always tell people, don't take the bait. Stay away from these promotions of exclusive or shocking video. We heard that with both Malaysian airline crashes. And so please know that there's always people looking to capitalize on these sorts of crazy, crazy things. Hover over a link to see really the true destination. Where is it going to take you? Before you click your mouse to see where it is, just take a look and see if the website really says it's directing you to where it says it is. Don't trust your friends' tastes online. You know, you've got all these friends on Facebook. They, too, may be taking advantage and posted something on their Facebook that would inadvertently take you, to clickjack you onto a clickbait site. So follow the people you know. If somebody's sending you links to something, just delete them. Really don't go to the trusted sites, the news sites, and really just be cautious of that desire to have too much information in the light of a tragedy.
She's Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota. Anything else that's on the trend this morning that people should be aware of?
Well, I think next week we're going to talk about a little update with MoneyPack. You know, we've always told people, buying a Green Dot Money Pack card is worse than giving out a prepaid Visa number because you have some potential to stop that. Well, there's some news on the front with Money Pack. So we're going to talk about that next week. But again, be cautious, be vigilant. Everybody's going back to school. We get really, really busy. Don't let up in protecting your security and privacy and that of your kids as they get back into their routine.
All right, so how do they contact you? How do they find some of those answers when you're not on the air with us on Friday?
You bet. Well, the easiest thing is to pick up the telephone. If you're the phone type person, give us a call at 271-2066. You can always go online and click at BBB.org, or if it's something that I've mentioned, you click BBB clickbait scam, and it'll take you right to an article with some information on it.
She's always got the good words for us. You've already been to church this morning. Everything's well.
I have. It's a holy day for us Catholics, so was able to start a few minutes of that, and that's always a good day.
And I still haven't figured out, with it being a holy day, my wife has left for an 8-day silent retreat. Why would you do that, Jess?
Yeah, God bless her. Hopefully she's going to pray for you and I while she's there. You for sure. Maybe she'll pass on a few prayers to me.
Maybe it's to get so she can get some silence from Bill.
There you go.
There you are. All right, sorry, Jesse Bill. Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota. Up next, looking for a career, one of those pressing hard to find just the right professionals. Jerry Berg from InTech explains. Welcome back to It's Your Business. Jerry Berg, InTech, joins us. Of course, you know him as the go-to guy, the go-to restoration company in times of emergency.
Jerry, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Rain out there, is it time of emergency yet?
Well, not quite. We got to give it another hour or so.
Give it another hour. It could happen, though. We never
right.
know. Your business has been good, but with the disasters come to this area, the demand for your services continues to increase, and that means, like in any good business, you need good people.
Exactly. And I've got quite a few that have worked for me for as many as 30 years. So, I try and make the work environment pleasant. As I've said in the past, you want your employees to be well paid so that they can own a house, own new cars, go on vacations, send their kids to college. So obviously the longtime employees have experienced that, and I'm proud that they feel that way about it.
Let's get into the nitty-gritty. Who are you looking for? What kind of skills?
Well, we train, so you don't have to have skills. The things you need is pretty much just a valid driver's license and a willingness to work, willingness to learn. We have paid holidays, paid vacation. I mean, as I mentioned, we're family oriented, or try to be, and allow for kid things and other events that come along in one's life. Some of my techs, just getting to the point, some of my guys that are willing to work and work hard make up to $40,000 a year, including the overtime that we offer and commissions. We always want people to upsell, so there's a lot of commissions paid. And, I think it's a way to excel in life. It's a profession that you can go anywhere, and everybody's looking for experienced water mitigation or fire cleaning techs or even janitors and building maintenance people. Obviously, we have a need for that. And you can easily move up to a manager's position there if you're willing to supervise a few people. So we're looking for everybody.
All right. Todd would want us to give that phone number, give contact information as many times as we can in our interview today.
It's 334-9716, or if you're outside of Sioux Falls, 1-800-456-5004.
With what you do with the restoration, looks to me like there would be some rewards in helping people. And again, it's one of these, it's the most important time in their life to take care of their house, their property. And if you're one of those that's professional that enjoys doing that, InTech's probably the place.
And there are a lot of people that have been employed or currently are employed that, this doesn't necessarily include me, but that love to clean. And there's a reward in going in and cleaning up for somebody and putting their lives back in order. So you're right on there.
Jerry Berg from InTech. Tell us a story maybe of someone that has grown through your ranks and the success they've had by just taking care of people that had needs and taking care of the business as well.
Well, there's several, but one in particular that has excelled is my general manager, Eddie. He started with me back in 1985, back when wages were about $5 an hour, and he worked hard. He raised his family. He became my general manager a number of years ago, and so he's a good example of that. Obviously, I only have one general manager, but he and I are both getting older, if you will, and so won't be there forever. So there's a lot of opportunity in a business like mine or actually, to promote my competitors, anybody in this industry. So, you know, don't be bashful. Come on in and we'll put you through an interview process, and it's not strenuous or hard. It's just a matter of talking to the right people, and we can move from there.
You talk about Eddie, but some of the people that impressed me have been some of the women that take care of fires, take care of a lot of things, and you have a lot of different specialties, a lot of different needs.
We do. We've got a great group of gals right now working in my son's department, cleaning up after fires or construction cleans, that kind of thing. We try and make sure they have everything they need. In other words, good transportation from the office to the job. You know, all the right equipment, and most of it is new, so it's not like you're trying to work with stuff that is duct taped or wired together. You know, they work year-round. We have year-round employment. And seldom do you have a day off. Certainly occasionally you come up with a time where there's, you know, it's a dead space, somebody canceled or however, but we're able to have enough work. We're blessed enough to be able to plan well into the future. And, you know, obviously it's paid travel to and from the job. We get to Worthington, Brookings, Mitchell, sometimes down to Vermilion, Sioux City, in that area. And so.
Flooding, fire, what else?
Well, construction cleans, janitorial. We do, obviously, I mentioned that. We do a lot of that. We do carpet cleaners, duct cleaning. Those guys are then trained to go on to clean up, do mold remediation, clean up after issues like that, which there are a lot of right now. And that takes some certification, and, you know, we have a number of schools all year long that you can sit in, usually a day or 2 days, that help in the training process where you become certified, and you can take that any place in the nation because it's a national certification.
Again, you're looking for some people that want to work, that want to be professionals, and you mentioned people been with you 20, 30 years. That's a pretty good group of mentors for those that want to learn, want to advance, take care of their families.
It is. And, you know, you hate to promote the idea that start a new business, but there's obviously always spinoffs. You know, somebody's been with you a long time and sees an opportunity. And I've with ex-employees, started many, many companies in town. So, I mean, that's an opportunity also.
Jerry, the other thing that has struck me with you is the fact that you have some competitors, the spinoffs, those people that have learned, have maybe not worked with you, but know what you do, how you do it, and then they provide some of the services, because you can't take care of 100% of the business.
Oh, yeah, certainly not. And there's in every aspect, every department, you look in the phone book, and there's many, many people that do exactly that. So my idea years ago was to combine all these things, and I started in this industry in 78 and started InTech in 84. And so it's been kind of a thought process, an evolutionary thought process. You know, we're almost an in-house employment agency because we move people around, so you're cross-trained. And I mean, when we're busy, it's hard to move people back and forth just because you know, each department is running thin. So consequently, then we try and hire temp labor, but I'd just as soon have somebody that's a full-time employee.
We're talking about InTech, the largest of the restoration companies in South Dakota. They provide services. As you know, when we just went through all the disasters that we have, they answered a lot of calls, whether it was late night, holidays, whatever it was. Now they've got some opportunities with the growth that we've had. Unfortunately, some of the disasters we've had. And to better take care of the public, if you'd like to join the team, they do what?
Give us a call, 334-9716. We're right next to Carousel Skate. For those of you that know your way around Sioux Falls, that's at the corner of 3rd and Harlem, one block west of Kiwanis on 3rd Street. We're right there, so stop in anytime between 8 and 5 and fill out an app or pick up an app, you know, a valid driver's license. And again, we're willing to train, paid holidays, paid vacation, you know, try and accommodate all the family needs a person would have. And some of my techs make over 40,000, but they're willing to work, they're willing to do some overtime, and they try and upsell the other services we have. So,
Jerry Berg, for you, the most rewarding part of the job?
Having happy employees and happy customers.
That's it. Jerry Berg, InTech, largest restoration company in South Dakota. Chance for you to join the team, make a difference with people in our communities.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us. Just ahead, Busy Lizzie scheduled. If you haven't heard that story, what they do, only flourless bakery, and they're from White, South Dakota. You say, welcome back to It's Your Business. You have found the product at Hy-Vee's, Wayne and Mary's, and now you're in print, and you're going to teach cooking the flourless way.
Sheila
Ray, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, so how did this happen? How are you winding up teaching the flourless way when your mom said you couldn't do it?
I know. Melanie from Community Education here in Sioux Falls is setting up for the new catalog for the fall season. It's Dive In and See the World. And there's catalogs all over town that you can go and pick up. And there's all kinds of different programs going on. But Busy Lizzie is going to focus on a kids-style program followed directly by an adult program. And they're actually providing childcare if you register for both components. So that's really cool. We're going to make pizza with the kids. We're going to show people how to change from eating flour in things that it's not really necessary, and eating the flourless revolution way. So hopefully people will come out and join us and be part of the class. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Of course, you're in White, South Dakota.
Yeah.
If you could find it on the map, then you can't find you in the bakery.
Right, because we're out in the middle of nowhere, out on our farm, growing our pumpkins, growing our beets, growing our squash. We're having a lot of fun. My aunt loves to be in the garden, and we've had a beautiful season so far. So it's an exciting year at Busy Lizzie.
Now, they are unique. They're the only flourless bakery in the U.S. unless something's changed.
No.
So why aren't there others?
Because people don't think you can bake without flour. It's insane. You have to use some type of flour. You have to use almond flour or soy flour or rice flour, tapioca flour, or wheat flour. But actually, you don't. You can cook flourless. It's very easy.
So you've got an emphasis that's going to be on kids to a degree.
Correct.
All right. So why not sometime in the future we bring one of the kids on, talk about what they've learned to do the flourless side of cooking, something that grandma said they couldn't do.
Couldn't do.
Your mom said they couldn't do, and they're doing it.
And they're doing it. We actually spent last Saturday at 57th and Cliff, Hy-Vee, with the dietitian Robin, and we actually had 12 kids come and make flourless pizza, flourless cookies with us. And they actually took their pieces home with them. And it was a kids club. It was awesome. It was so much fun. The kids got their hands in there and they pushed out their pizza dough and they got to taste it with their parents. And Robin spent some time talking about the Nuval system, which everybody should be talking to the dietitians at the Hy-Vees on the Nuval system. I'm a huge advocate. And it's just telling you if food's good for you or not.
All right. So it's always in the taste.
Yeah.
So what was the reaction to
yum.
The taste?
Oh, this is yummy. This one little boy, he was so funny. He says, I don't really like it. And I said, you don't? Well, no, not this one. Well, as we started talking to him, he didn't like the texture. However, he had just eaten an entire flourless cookie made out of a jar of baby food and a Busy Lizzie cookie mix. And he ate the whole cookie. He inhaled it. And we said, well, that was flourless. Well, no, it wasn't. And we said, well, yes, it was. He goes, no, I'm sure it wasn't. I wouldn't have liked it if it was. And we're like, well, we're sure you did because you ate the whole thing. Well, then after he ate that and realized that, yes, he didn't mind that at all, the whole thought, then he ate the pizza. Then the pizza tasted better the second time.
Amazing. It was between the ears.
Yes, it was. He just was sure it could not taste good. So, you know, until he actually, you know, he didn't realize. We had just passed those particular cookies out, and he didn't realize or something, and he just gobbled that thing up. He just thought that was amazing.
All right. So between the flourless product and the product that would have had flour, tastes not a lot different?
No, it has a little texture. You have to get over the thought of texture. People expect food to be, or bakery items to be smooth, really, really smooth in the mouth. But actually, why? If food doesn't have texture, your mouth is still craving something at the end of the eating. So that's why people need to have texture in their mouths. And Busy Lizzie offers that texture. You can, with our mixes, you can make it with a little texture or you can make it with a lot of texture. You can make that decision. And we always tell people when you start making our mixes to start by letting it set a little longer and not having quite as much oat texture. And then as your family gets used to it, you just mix it a little less, a little less, a little less, and you basically can get down to hardly tossing it. It still works.
I got a good question for you.
Sure.
I don't know how you're going to answer it.
Okay.
So get your hat on.
All right.
How do you figure how many calories are in it if there's not a guide to follow what a flourless is?
Correct. Actually, we run calories on a lot of our products before we actually make them because I want 4 grams of fiber and 7 grams of protein. That's just kind of my thing because that gives you a full serving of meat, a full serving of whole grain. But you can actually, on our mixes, we have all the nutrient breakdowns. You can see how many calories and everything. We got to get over the whole calorie thing. We need to eat good food. And when you eat good food, you eat less food, which in the end, you eat less calories. If you eat crappy food, you eat more food and you end up with more calories. Think about food in a different way. Get outside that loaf.
Well, let's talk about your family.
Sure.
Your daughter, the company's name for her.
Yes, Lizzie.
And your mom? Whatever happened to mom said you couldn't do it?
Mom is in the bakery right now, probably wrapping muffins, I'm assuming.
So were you tough on mom when you talked about working? And said, Mom, why do you want to work for me? This won't work.
No, by then she was totally into it. But really, actually, as soon as she tasted the cookie the first time, she was sold and she realized it was possible. I think every time I make something and it's different, like when the first time my mom makes this amazing pie and I know how to make flourless pie crust and, you know, and things like that. And every time she tries something, she goes, oh, okay, I think she thinks it's not going to. And then she tastes it and she goes, oh my gosh, yeah, totally works. But a lot of people don't trust my weird thoughts. I just made a cardamom muffin again the other day with, I don't remember what I put with it, apple and maybe pineapple. And then I also made a kale muffin the other day, a vegan style kale muffin with pineapple and cranberries. And that is scrumptious. You just have to think outside what you normally think and give it a shot. You're going to like it.
All right. It's Hy-Vee's.
Hy-Vee's.
All right. So where would it be? What would they look for? Is it got a big fancy brand name on it?
It does.
How are they going to know that it is the Busy Lizzie?
If you head to the health markets and any of these Hy-Vees, you are going to definitely see us. We stand out. End caps in a lot of stores, big cooler systems in other stores. The health market managers know where we are. The store people know where we are. The dietitians know where we are. They'll tell you the story. The biggest compliment I get is when somebody takes a friend to the store for the first time and tells them the story. I've walked in many times where somebody is telling the Busy Lizzie story in front of our display. And I kind of go down the aisle and just listen because it's so much fun to hear their rendition of who we are.
All
it's
right.
There.
For those that just joined us, and a lot of times people come and go when they're
right.
Listening to radio shows, remind them about the cooking that's going to be going on with the kids and how they get their kids involved.
Yeah, you go to Community Ed here in Sioux Falls, and there are catalogs all over town, but you can contact the school district and get into the Community Ed. Melody is in charge of it. She has a big staff, and they'll be able to answer questions, but we will be doing adult and kid programs on September 23rd, October 14th, and November 4th. If parents sign up for the kid program and the adult program, they actually will have childcare provided for them. And the kids will actually get right in there and cook with us. The adults will too. When I do a cooking thing, I typically don't cook. I typically am like the conductor at the orchestra and have everyone else do the work and I watch.
South Dakota produce is important to you.
Very important to me.
Why?
Because I think growing locally, nothing had to sit very long. We utilize produce that's coming out of our gardens and we're utilizing it that day. We didn't transport it 8 million miles across the country. It's here. Our farmers are amazing. Utilize what this state is all about. We're awesome. Use the fresh produce.
oatmeal and flaxseed important?
Very important. Love my oatmeal and flaxseed. There is not a negative in the world. If you figure out a negative for one of them, let me know, because there really isn't one. There's no good research that says either of them are bad.
I always like to meet you when you come in the door because you're bringing something. Angie was here today. Did she get all the product?
She got all I grabbed this morning. I was running so late. She ended up with one of our new products. It's actually, we're still arguing over if it should be a coffee cake or if it should be a muffin square. And so if somebody has an opinion, they can let me know. But it's yummy. And it's drizzled.
You are the most unique person on our radio show. We have some unique characters on this show. But,
Is that a compliment, Sheila Ray?
Without question. Busy Lizzie. It always is the stomachs that get the men going. And why not try Busy Lizzie? Go buy a Hy-Vee, surprise your wife, surprise your husband.
Yes.
With a Busy Lizzie. You wouldn't believe Sheila Ray on the radio. She was good. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
When we come back, we're going to visit a little bit about Sioux Falls sculpture. Is it an arch, an arc? What is it? We'll talk about it when It's Your Business continues. Welcome back to It's Your Business. We're doing a little follow-up on some topics that have been on our show over the last few months. And one of those involves Mr. Sculpture Walk himself, Jim Clark. Nice to have you back in.
Bill, thanks for having me again.
You know, it was May that we were talking with the artist. Now we're into August. So what's been the reaction?
Well, my reaction is unbelievable how fast summer's gone.
No question.
Here we are. School started. Voting is done on September 30th, so people need to get out and vote if they haven't already done so for their favorite sculpture. The reaction, very positive from everybody. You know, I'm probably the biggest critic of the program because...
When you're doing it, you're out there really doing it, getting ready for it early May.
Yeah, I need to make sure it's always top-notch for everybody.
You had one that you were mentioning. In fact, Rev was looking it up, Egghead.
Right.
You had some reaction to that?
It's fun. Whimsical. It's in front of the Carpenter condos down on the west side between 10th and 11th Street on Phillips. And it's just fun. Everybody, it's probably the biggest photo op that we have. But we have other sculptures, too, that are very popular. The one in front of the diner, Lee Looning and Sherry Treby's sculpture. Art, I forget the name of it. Art, I forget the name of that. But right in front of the diner, little girl painting. He's got a frame, and it's another photo op. Big walrus and calf down by 9th and Phillips, also a photo op. So a lot of our sculptures are getting in photos from, and then those are going all over the country because people from all over the country and internationally come to Sioux Falls, and we know that because they're voting.
I'm always amazed when you're downtown, the number of people that are taking photos, standing by a particular sculpture, here, there, and everywhere downtown. And that means that the word is getting around. They've come back, or they've heard about it for the first time, and they're probably saying, why doesn't our town have this?
That's correct. Good segue. In fact, something new for Sculpture Walk in Watertown is we're going to outsource. We're going to satellite partner with Watertown for 2015. They're going to have... somewhere around 7 to 10 sculptures, and Vermilion's also working on it. So that's a part of our outreach program into South Dakota, a couple communities.
Earlier this summer, was it June, July? When was it that we started I call it an arch, you call it an arc. Still looks like an arch to me because of the St. Louis tie that I have when I go see grandkids. But whether it's an arc, an arch, it will change the look downtown.
Arc of Dreams, yes. We've been working on that for about a year. Did the news conference back July 21st, I believe it was, the big kickoff. And it's all about this representing the spirit of the community, those dreamers from the past, today, and those yet to come in the future.
So it's going to take money. Have we got people that are starting to think about it, starting to do something? Will it happen?
It will happen. Yes, we're confident of that. The cost of the sculpture and landscaping footings will be around $950,000 to $1 million. We've already started on that campaign, have gotten quite a ways I've raised a lot of money for that. And right now we're staying kind of quiet because of the United Way campaign, which is starting now and going through the end of October. So we're respecting that.
But so, I ask you about it, so
yes,
in good conscience, you thank have to thank answer you. That.
Right, right. Yeah. So, you know, we're doing a lot of behind-the-scenes planning work for it, marketing, you know, letting people know that they can participate. Everyone can participate. We're all dreamers. And, again, it represents the dreamers past that have made Sioux Falls what it is, current, and also the future. And in the spirit of the community, and does give the message to the country and the world that Sioux Falls is a great place to make good happen. That I'm trying to say where good things happen.
And they do happen here.
Yes.
Thanks to people like Jim Clark. The Dreamers, what are they saying about it, about the design and the fact that it will be material that's going to last, not forever, but maybe close to it?
The artist Dale Lamphere, up from out in the Black Hills, a nationally recognized sculptor, both in bronze and stainless steel. He has sculptures in the National Shrine in D.C. and also all the way across the country, many sculptures. To California at the Eisenhower Hospital, a very well-known artist, does great work. We worked with him on the Song of Creation at Avera, which is right off Cliff Avenue, and large sculpture, and then also the tall grass sculpture at the Pavilion. We know him, does great work, wonderful man, and he'll get it done on time. Do a great job. Stainless steel, very low maintenance. Maybe he said you might have to clean it once every 10 years for $5,000 or $10,000. So very low maintenance, and it should last forever.
All right. When's the first time we could see it downtown?
Well, we're planning for installation in May of 2016. So it's fast tracked.
It is a fast track.
Right.
What else do you see going with that downtown that will just add to the ambience of what this community is going to have?
Well, good question. We have a lot of big dreamers in this city, and a lot of good things are happening as we speak. You know, so downtown is just vibrant and growing beyond Phillips and Main Avenues over the East Bank up north. And just a lot of wonderful things are happening here. And, you know, it's hard to keep up with all the good things, all the news of what's going on. So we're just going to focus on the Arc for now, and we'll see what will happen after that.
Nice way to say we know, but we can't say much yet. We're kind of in a quiet period. The September 30th deadline to vote, favorite right. sculptures.
Right.
How many sculptures this year?
55.
55. Same people repeat every year, or do you have newbies that came in this year?
We have pretty much, well, you know, that's a good question. We have a lot of new artists every year, about 16. A lot of repeats coming back. I've had the opportunity to recruit a lot of new artists over the last few weeks. And we'll have a kind of a new look next year with a lot of new artists.
You say recruit.
Yes.
So how do you do that? You've heard about them from other shows. You got other artists that have recommended them.
Well, I traveled to the Loveland Sculpture Show last week, Loveland, Colorado. They put on a big show 3 days in August. I've done this for 31 years.
Are they as friendly as we are?
Not quite.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, yeah. We're always first.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
And people that want to see more about the sculptures can walk downtown, but you also have a website that they could do a little work before they go out and look at the 55 or so that are out there.
That's correct. Sculpture Walk Sioux Falls has photos of all the sculptures and information on the artists.
Most asked question you get?
Oh, that you know, that's a good question.
Well, I've had four. That's a good question.
That is a good question.
I think two was the record with you before. So what would you say?
I guess what you asked earlier, what's new for Sculpture Walk or what's new coming up for next year?
Everybody wants to look ahead.
Right.
And if you're looking ahead, the Arc, the Arch, whatever you want to say in 2016.
Arc of Dreams, 2016.
All right. That's the big part of it. Jim, you have a nice weekend. Appreciate you coming in. I'm sorry we had the wrong time and you had to come in twice.
That's okay. It was raining a lot harder earlier.
Thanks. Your dedication to Sioux Falls is unprecedented.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Comfort King and Valentino's getting ready for our second hour of It's Your Business. Welcome back to It's Your Business. It's Comfort King time. A couple of things to make point of today. I had a call from a lady yesterday, and she says, you really are a good spokesperson for Comfort King. We believe what you have to say. And I told her that, well, I feel that way, Pammy. You know, I really care about my Comfort King because I get a good night's sleep. It's a win for Comfort King. It's a win for me. It's a win for Carolyn and I to have the Comfort King, get a good night's sleep, have our own controllers, and make it all work. The second point is, for the first time in a long time, my wife is actually going to be away on a silent retreat for 8 days, which means I have the Comfort King all to myself. And only we use the comfort side and the controllers for my half of the bed. Don't know how that's going to work. I'll tell you in 8 days, but hopefully I'll continue to get a good night's sleep with my Comfort King. How do you find Comfort King? It's near the mall. Go see Chris Larson at Comfort King, and you can actually come in, as we did, try some mattresses out, tell them whether you like them hard, you like them soft, if you want the zero gravity. If you just are concerned about a good night's sleep, the return on investment, you can't go wrong. It's Comfort King. Valentino's 41st and Willow. By my calculation, with the rain outside, it looks like a fishy Friday.
It sure does. And we're prepping all the pizzas and the pastas and getting them ready to come out. And, of course, today's Fish Fry Friday.
All right. And, you mentioned pizza, and that was a magic word. Joy's Salad Bar question. The first right answer to the call is 336-1320 wins lunch for two at Valentino's. And the question is simple. If you've been to Valentino's, you should know. Who sings the pizza song by the cash register? Who sings the pizza song by the cash register? 336-1320. First correct answer wins dinner for two at our friends at Valentino's. All right, in addition to the fish fry, you got a Sunday brunch coming up.
Yes, we do. We open at 9 a.m. I have a lot of breakfast items on there. You know, we have sausage, bacon, and ham. We have scrambled eggs, two different breakfast casseroles. We make our own muffins, and we make homemade biscuits that day from scratch. And, of course, we have some of the best waffles and French toast you'll taste. And, you know, we put fresh fruit out and orange juice, plus few other breakfast items, but then we also have a lot of the lunch items for the kids, and fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and gravy, of course, is a must. So,
you know, one thing that we can say, and I don't know whether we lost John. Are you still with us?
Yep, still here. Can
okay.
You hear me?
We did get a winner, and Rev.
Natalie Cromwell knew exactly it was Elmo right off the bat. She knew, so she might be a regular.
Yeah, she is a regular. Her family has been coming here for years.
You know what? We're glad that she's getting lunch for two at Valentino's. That really works out well. And thanks to Joy for the good questions. But you do have a lot of things for a lot of people. I was wondering if those that come in during the week are different than those that maybe come families on Sunday. And I've talked with some of those families who say they come every week.
Yeah, we get a lot of people, you know, coming in for a Sunday brunch for the breakfast items for the adults and the kids, you know. They eat some breakfast, but they go for more of the spaghetti that day and more of the luncheon items. Fried chicken is always big for lunch and Sunday brunch, even more so than the dinner.
You know, Rev has always got a favorite kind of pizza. What would that be?
Well, it's the world's best bacon cheeseburger pizza. That's what it is.
You still have that on the menu?
Oh, of course. That's something we can't take off.
Yep.
It's got a little Rev. It's got a little Bill
Because it's that good, Bill. You just can't take it off. Yeah.
Well, not only that, but I was afraid Rev might hire a hitman to convince me to keep it out. So.
Well, he's worked that neighborhood, as you know, for years.
Yeah. One thing I've learned, you just don't mess with Rev.
Okay.
Comfort King is what we led with. Get a good night's sleep, then go to Valentino's. That all works. Valentino's 41st and Willow. John, we'll talk to you next hour.
Okay. Have a great afternoon.
You bet. For now, our time's up. Thank you for yours.